Evening. We dedicate tonight's shir. Refuah shleima for Avraham Leib ben Chaya Bela. Also, I want to dedicate tonight's shir again le'ilui nishmas hakadoshim of Mumbai. This week is the eighth parsha of Chumash. Vayishlach is parsha number eight. Number eight is a number that is associated with the supernatural. That's why Chanukah is 8 days. Vayishlach is always read in the month of Kislev prior to Chanukah. Vayishlach prepares us for Chanukah. And Vayishlach ends with the topic of the eight kings. That there were eight kings who ruled in Edom before the Jews ever had a king. The Eilah HaMelochim Asher Molchu Be'eretz Edom Lefnei Meloch Melech Lefnei Yisrael. The first one was Bela, the last was Hadar. These are the eight kings that are discussed at length in Sifrei Kabbalah, Keneged, many, many aspects in Kabbalah, which is not the topic of tonight, not that I could talk about it anyway, but the fact that the Torah talks so much about the children of Esav and their wives and all the princes and the kings with their names and where they lived, as if that's important. It seems to be totally unimportant, is because in these psukim really lie tremendous sisrei Torah, tremendous secrets of the Torah. As we mentioned last week, Chanukah is the Yom Tov where the secrets are revealed. Mashiach is going to reveal all the secrets, and then we'll understand the reason why the Torah talks to us about all of this. The question, though, is, in the parsha of Vayishlach, which is the eighth parsha of Chumash, which the number eight is associated with Geula, because in the world of Mashiach, the number eight will be the number that will rule. As the Gemara says, that the harp in the time of Mashiach will be of eight strings. There will be an eighth note of music that will be revealed in the future. So Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth parsha, is the parsha of the future. It's the parsha where Yaakov Avinu returns to Eretz Yisrael, which is the parsha of Geula. In Vayetze, Yaakov experiences Golus. Yaakov is going out of Eretz Yisrael. In Vayishlach, he's returning. And he's returning to deal with Esav as well. Not only that, but as it says in Svarim, in Torah Or, from the Balatanya, and other Svarim, that Yaakov thought that Esav was ready for the Geula. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim El Esav. Yaakov wants to bring Esav into the fold. Yaakov wants Esav to also join together with him in bringing the world to its state of perfection, but it wasn't yet the time for that. Esav was not ready. Nevertheless, Vayishlach is the parsha of the bittul of Esav. In this parsha, we learn about the downfall of Esav. Even though it talks a lot about Esav in the parsha, including all his children and the marriages, but Vayishlach is the bittul of Esav. As the Svarim say, that when you learn about the psukim in the Torah that talk about the Rasha, that's where his downfall takes place. There's a minhag that's brought down in many, many sidurim, that people say Parshas Vayishlach every Moitzoi Shabbos. In the Siddur HaChidah, he has it too. Not the entire parasha, but until Chamishi. Others only say it when they know they're going away during the week. When they know they're going to go far away during the week, they say Parshas Vayishlach Mitzvah Shabbos. What's the reason for this? Why do we say Parshas Vayishlach? Why don't we say Parshas Vayetze or some other parsha? What is the idea behind reading Vayishlach Mitzvah Shabbos? And perhaps the idea is like this. Mitzvah Shabbos is a time which is neither here or there. It's sort of still Shabbos, but yet it's not Shabbos. We're wearing the big day Shabbos, we eat Malava Malka, and we sing songs pertaining to Eliyahu and Mashiach. We call it the Su'udah of David Malka Mashiach, Dohi Su'udasa de David Malka Mashiach. Because Maitzoi Shabbos goes either way. Either Maitzoi Shabbos becomes Sunday, which is the first day of the week, and once again we go through the same cycle as every week. We're back into the cycle of the sevens, which is the world of Esav. In fact, Sunday is the world of Esav. Sunday is the holiday of the religion that the descendants of Esav, their day of rest is Sunday, which is the first day of the week, Moitzoi Shabbos. The hope, though, is that Moitzoi Shabbos becomes Shmini. that as soon as Shabbos ends, we enter the world of eight, because Shabbos is the seventh day, and Moitzoi Shabbos is Shemini, just like the year we're in right now. The year we're in now, Tavshin Samech Tes, is Moitzoi Shvius. It's the year after Shemitah. Just like Moitzoi Shabbos, when we're talking about the days of the week. So Moitzoi Shvius, when we're talking about the cycles of Shemitah, this is the eighth year. On the one hand, it's the first year of the next cycle, but yet we call it the eighth year, Moitzoi Shvius, with the hope that it's going to become the eighth year. It's going to become the year of Geula, as the Gemara says, B'Moitzoi Shvius Ben David Bo. In fact, we know that from the Gemara that the Churban was Moitzoi Shabbos. Churban Bayis was Moitzoi Shabbos. Churban Bayis was in the year of Moitzoi Shvius. The Geula then also should be Moitzoi Shabbos, Moitzoi Shvius. Moitzoi Shabbos, therefore, we're singing about Eliyahu and Mashiach, because that's the first and opportune time. That's the time for the revelation of Mashiach, when we go from seven, hopefully, to eight. Throughout all the years, it hasn't happened yet, because Moitzoi Shabbos has turned into Sunday till now. But every Moitzoi Shabbos, the Malava Malka is a Suda of hope. Malava Malka is not just escorting the queen, we're saying goodbye to the Shabbos, but it is also a Suda in which we're preparing for Dovra Melech, we're preparing for Mashiach, and we're hoping that it's going to become eight. We're going to enter into the world of eight. Parshas Vayishlach is a parsha which escorts us into the world of Esav. Vayishlach also has the meaning, and he escorted. We know that in Parshas Vayera it says, V'Avraham hoylech imam l'shalacham. Shalacham, Unkelus translates in Rashi as well, means to escort. Avraham was escorting the angels. Shiluach is levoya. Like Malava. Malava Malka, that's Shiluach. Vayishlach, we read every Moitzoi Shabbos, when we're being Malava the Malka, Vayishlach is the parasha that we read. Those who have this minog, it's not an obligation, we're just discussing the reason perhaps behind the minog, is because we're being escorted into the world of Esav. The days of the week is the domain of Esav, especially Sunday. And we need, Parshas Vayishlach helps escort us into the week of Esav, into the world of Esav, into the days of Esav, at the same time with the hope that it becomes the Shemini. Vayishlach is the eighth parsha. And Parshas Vayishlach helps prepare us for the world of Esav, and it talks all about the Bnei Esav, and the Alufei Esav, and the Malchei Edom, because we're entering into his world. Entering into the world of Esav means, elevating and transforming the world of Esav to Kedusha, which the world of Esav, as we mentioned last week, is the outside world, that which is on the left side, that which is below Ten Tfachim, that which is at night, which is what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of escort. It escorts us into Teves. Chanukah has the power of Vayishlach. Just like we read Vayishlach Moitzoi Shabbos, Chanukah takes us into the world of Esav, which is the month of Teves. Teves, which is one of the most difficult, if not, according to many, the most difficult month of the year. In it, you have Asara B'Teves, which according to many is the most difficult fast, in some ways even more stringent than Tisha B'Av. Because if it would fall out on Shabbos, the Pesach would say, you would have to fast. It's the only fast that falls out on Friday. It can't fall out on Shabbos, that's why it can't. But it's the only fast that could fall out on Friday, which normally we never fast on a Friday, except for Asara B'Teves. Teves, which is the month of Dan, the month of Din, the month of Esav, as the Zayar says, it is under the domain of Esav, is the month which Chanukah escorts into. Chanukah always goes into Teves, because Chanukah begins on the 25th of Kislev, and it lasts through the second or third day of Teves, depending if Kislev is 29 days or 30. So Chanukah is malava us into the domain of Esav, with the hope that we're going to illuminate the Choshech of Teves, the Choshech of Esav, the Choshech of Esav, the Chutz, the outside world. And that's why the Torah talks to us about the eight kings. The eight kings correspond to the 8 days of Chanukah. And on the 8 days of Chanukah, we have the power to override the eight kings of Esav. The Shmoyna Malachim Asher Molchu Be'eretz Edom Lefnei Malach Melech Lefnei Yisrael, which is interesting, is that the last of the eight kings' name was Hadar. Hadar, which means splendor, beauty, pre-Eitz Hadar, and Esrog is referred to as a pre-Eitz Hadar, Hadar hu l'chol chasidav, Yosef is referred to as the Bechar Shoyrei Hadar loy. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hidur, where we go out of our way to do more even than what is required of us. We really only have to light one candle every night, and only one member of the household comes along Mahadrin and says every member of the household. Comes along Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin, that not only every member of the household, but we also light it every night, and we increase in the lighting of the candles, not only in their issue basically, but Moisef v'Hoylech, that's Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin, which Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin, that counters the eighth king here, which is Hadar, overruling the eight kings of Esav, until we're zeichet of Olam Oshiyim Behar Tzion. And in fact, the whole purpose of these kings, Asher Molchu Be'eretz Adoyim, is only in order to come to the time of Olam Oshiyim Behar Tzion, which is this week's Haftorah. Asher Molchu Be'eretz Adoyim is begematria of Olam Oshiyim Behar Tzion. The Haftorah, which is the Haftorah of Ovadia. Ovadia was from Esav. Ovadia was a Ger Adoyimi. Ovadia was in the boundary of Esav. Ovadia was a neshama that was captured by Esav. He was born into the family of Esav, and he was pulled out. He was taken out of Esav, and he became a geir. And he's the one who prophesizes about the downfall of Esav. That's how the Haftorah ends off, is the Haftorah of Ovadia, Chazayin Ovadia, which this week we read the entire Haftorah of Chazayin Ovadia, which is only one, the entire Sefer Ovadia, which is one perek, talking about the Bittul of Esav, the Bittul of Edom, who Ovadia was part of. That's the power of Chanukah. Chanukah enters into the world of Esav and extracts the sparks of Kedusha that exist in Esav and brings them out. As the Pasuk says in Iyo, which the Arizal quotes, Chayil Bola Vayikienu. The Sitra Achra, that is the other side, the side of Tumah, the side of Esav, swallows up sparks of Kedusha, and then it spits out the sparks. Chayil Bola Vayikienu. That the first king of Edom, his name was Bola, Bela. Chayil Bola Vayikienu is begematria Ner Chanukah. That's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is the entrance into the world of Esav in order to pull the sparks that exist in the world of Esav and bring them to where they belong, returning them to their Shoyresh, which is the concept of Yovel. The whole idea of Yovel, the year of Jubilee, is where everyone returns to their roots. On Chanukah, everyone returns to their roots, even the lowest of all the neshamas. And this we see in the story that we read in the middle of this parasha, which is the story of Shechem and Dinah. Here also, Shechem is attracted to Dinah. Batidbak nafshoi b'dinah bas Yaakov. The Erechayim tells us in parashas Kiseitse that it was really Dinah that was extracting from Shechem. There was a spark of Kedusha that existed in Shechem, and Dinah had to join with Shechem in order to extract that spark and bring it out. And that's the spark of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin. So says the Al-Kadr Uveini, the Arizal, the Erechayim. Who's Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin? He's a Tana. But his neshama was in captivity somehow in Shechem. And here it says, V'ho'oretz hinei rachvas yodayim. So the Orach Chaim says it's hinted in this pasuk, in this parasha, how Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin is trapped in the net of Shechem. Rachvas is Rosh HaTevos, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin. But there's much more to it than just that. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin is the neshama of Chanukah. Tradyoin is the letters Tered Yovan. The neshamas that fell into Greece, Tered Yovan, the neshamas that have fallen into the Imke HaKlipos of Yovan, Yovan, which is the Malchus, the third Malchus, which corresponds to Dinah, as the Medrash tells us that Yaakov suffered four times in his life, the Tzara of Esav, Lavan, Dinah, and Yosef, and that corresponds to the four empires that Klal Yisrael suffer later on, Bavel, Madai, Yavon, and Edom. Esav corresponds to Lavan, actually corresponds to Bavel. Esav to Madai. Dinah, the tzara that Yaakov suffers here with Dinah. Dinah is raped and taken into captivity and has to be redeemed. The mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim has to take place here. that corresponds to Yavon, and the tzara that the Yaakov has with Yosef HaTzadik corresponds to Edom, the fourth empire. So the story here of Shechem and Dinah, which is eerily similar to the story of Hanukkah, we know that in the time of Hanukkah, the Greeks demanded that all the brides have relations with the Hegmon, Tiboyel the Hegmon Tchila. They were metame all the besulais, just like Shechem does here with Dinah. Time is Dinah Achoysam. The Yevonim wanted to become equal with the Jews. The Yevonim wanted to be mevatel the ois of Bris Mila. Here too, even though it was a trick of Shimon and Levi and the brothers to get the Anshei Shechem to have a Bris, the idea was that Bris Mila is no longer an ois. It's no longer a sign that separates the Jew from the non-Jew, because the non-Jew also circumcises. That was their intention. Their intention was, the reason why they wanted to do this was this way they felt that the schus of Bris Mila will no longer be in effect. Klal Yisrael won't have the schus of Bris Mila because they'll also have it. So therefore, there won't be an oath that is an outstanding sign that separates us from the rest of the world, because the Goyim will also have it. The Yevonim also wanted to infiltrate. The Yevonim wanted to contaminate the Kedusha that existed by Klal Yisrael, and that's why they fought against Chodesh, Mila, and Shabbos. Those are the mitzvahs that separate us from the rest of the world. And here too, just like in the time of Hanukkah, there was the Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim, Utameyim Biyad Tahirim, Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim. Shimon Velevi fought an entire army here. Shimon and Levi fought the entire city of Shechem. Two youths. Levi had just become Bar Mitzvah. Shimon and Levi, which is Begematria Lahavik Ner Hanukkah, Shimon Velevi. Shimon and Levi perform a Nes of Hanukkah here. They fight and are victorious over Shechem. But the main idea is that they succeed in extracting Dinah, bringing Dinah out from Beis Shechem. Vayikru es Dinah mi Beis Shechem vayetzeu. And at the same time, they extract the neshama of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyoin, Teired Yavon. There are neshamas that fall very, very deep into the what we call the klipos, the shells, the tumah of the time. That time was Yavon. Today it's the Shar Hanun of tumah, the Kfira, or Golus Yishmael. In every generation it manifests itself in a different empire, in a different nation, in a different ideal. All these isms at each generation that are trying to get us to go away from our tradition. Then it was Yavon. And Rabbi Hanina ben Tradya, in his name, suggests that even someone who's Teired Yavon, even someone who went down and fell into the Tumah of Yavon, Hanina, there's mercy on him too. Hanina ben Tradyoin, that even those who fall, even those who have fallen and were swallowed up, Chayil Bolavayikianu, they were swallowed up by the Tumah, can be extracted and can come out. Hanukkah has the power to do that. Tradyoin is Begematria of a Tzivanu Lahadik Ner Hanukkah. And incidentally, the first simon of Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Hanukkah, and it's known that even the simonim were written by Ruach HaKodesh. It wasn't just an accident or a coincidence that Tofresh Ayin happens to be the first simon of Hilchas Hanukkah. Tofresh Ayin is Begematria Tradyoin. Tofresh Ayin is Begematria of a Tzivanu Lahadik Ner Hanukkah. 670. Tofresh Ayin. That's the first simon of Hilchas Chanukah. As soon as you start learning Hilchas Chanukah, you have to know that this is the Yontif in which even those who have been totally taken into captivity spiritually, even those who have fallen into the lowest levels, have an opportunity to be redeemed on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yontif of Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim is Begematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. And it's certainly an opportune time for all of us to be mispalel for the shvuyim of our generation, the captives that are literally in captivity, whether it's Jonathan Pollard, whether it's the three yeshiva bachrim who are still in Japan for 7-8 months already. Shaimu Shamayim, every day we should have them in mind. And Klal Yisrael in general, all over the world, is now in the bechina of shvuyim. We need a real pidyon shvuyim. The geula is pidyon shvuyim. Chanukah is Pidyon Shvuyim. Shimon Velevi is Begematria Pidyon Shvuyim. Shimon and Levi are now involved in redeeming Dinah, who represents Klal Yisrael, who's in captivity. Dinah Miloshen Din. Klal Yisrael finds itself right now in an Eis Tzara, in a time of Din. Dinah is Begematria Samach Tes. The year we're in now is Tavshin Samach Tes. And Dinah now is in captivity. And Shimon and Levi, despite The odds are against them. What's the chances that two youths are going to be able to redeem Dina and wipe out the entire city of Shechem? Yet they did it. They had Mesiras Nefesh. Shimon and Levi were the Baalei Mesiras Nefesh of their generation. Even their own father felt that they shouldn't do it. How can you do a thing like that? How can you go and do something risky like this? How can you go to a place so far away from Yiddishkeit, as some people have been claiming? How can you go so far away? Shimon and Levi, what are you doing? What you're doing is very risky. Beruchnis, it's risky. Begashmi is what you're doing. But when it comes to Hachazoyna, Yases, Hachoyseinu, we don't ask any questions. Shimon and Levi say this is not a time to think. This is a time to act. This is a time to do. And Shimon and Levi are successful in taking Dina out and also revealing the neshama of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, which is Rachvas. Ha'oretz Hinei Rachvas. As the pasuk says here, Hinei Rachvas Yodayim. Hinei Rachvas is also the gematria of Tzivanu Lahavik Ne'achanek. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Chanina is mercy. Chanukah is the yomtiv of mercy. The first time that it ever says the word Chanina in Chumash is in Parshas Vayishlach. Here it says, Yaakov says to Esav, Asher Chonan Elohim Esav Dech. Esav asks, who are all these? Yaakov says, these are the children that Hashem mercifully gave me. Later on, Yaakov says, Ki Chanani Elohim V'chi Yesh Li Choyl. Hashem has mercy on me and I have everything. I have all that I need. Chanukah is the yomtiv of Chanina. Chanun means mercy even if we don't deserve it. Chanukah really is spelled Ches Nun Chof Hei. The Vav is not at all in Tanakh. Whenever it says Chanukah, it's always without a Vav. So the whole yomtiv of Chanukah lies in these four letters, Ches Nun Chof Hei. The Ches is 8, because this is the yomtiv of 8 days. The yomtiv in which the world of 8 is revealed. The Nun is 50. Nun is equal to 50. The Shar Hanun, the 50th level. The 50th level of wisdom. The Chof. Chof stands for Keser. Chanukah is the 620th mitzvah. There are 613 mitzvahs min HaTorah, and there are 7 mitzvahs min HaRabbanan. The last is Chanukah. Chanukah is mitzvah number 620, which is equal to Keser, which Chof stands for Keser. And the Hay is the 5 levels of the Neshama. There are certain times during the year that the 5 levels of the Neshama are revealed. One of them is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we know we daven 5 times. We refrain from the 5 pleasures. The Kohen Gadol switched clothes 5 times, went to the mikveh 5 times, because Yom Kippur corresponds to all 5 levels of the neshama known as nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. We know that Yom Kippur is the gemar hachasima. So Yom Chanukah rather is the gemar hachasima. Yom Kippur is the chasima. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasim. That's what the Gemara says. They found the Pach Shel Shemen Munach B'Choysomai Shel Kohen Gadol. Choysom. The seal. On Chanukah, Hashem seals our fate. It's the Gemar HaChasim Toiva. So it's the Bechina of Yom Kippur. So just as on Yom Kippur the 5 levels of the Neshama are revealed, so too on Chanukah. That's why Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida is exactly B'Gematria B'Mei Matis Yohu Ben Yochanan. B'Mei Matis Yohu Ben Yochanan is the time when we are zeichet to the revelation of the 5 levels of the neshama. And this is what Yishmael, our current enemy, is fighting against. Yishmael claims that he has the 5 levels. He prays 5 times a day, which they mimicked from Yom Kippur, as we know that Mohammed came to Yerushalayim on Yom Kippur, and he saw the Jews praying 5 times, and so he decided that he's going to establish a religion in which they're going to pray 5 times. Yishmael claims that he excels in Bris Mila. Chanukah is a yomtiv in which the Greeks fought against Bris Mila, and the Hashmoneim were Maisa Nefesh to circumcise their children nevertheless. No matter what, even though the Yevonim decree that anyone who has a Bris will be killed, they were Maisa Nefesh to have a Bris anyway. The Gemara asks, where does it say Chanukah in the Torah? We say, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvayisav Vitzivanu. And he commanded us. And he commanded us to light the menorah. Where did Hashem ever command us to light the Chanukah neros? So the Gemara gives 2 answers. One answer is, the pasuk says, Lo sasur min hadavar asher yagidu l'cha yaminu samayil. Do not deviate from that which our rabbis teach us. And Chanukah is a mitzvah that was enacted by the rabbis. It's a mitzvah zekenim, mitzvah chachamim. Lo sasur, you shall not deviate Minadover asher yagidu lecha. Yagidu lecha is begamatria Chanukah. And loisosur is equal to the words mila upriya umetzitza, which are the three parts of bris mila. Because Chanukah was a yomtiv in which bris mila was solidified. This mitzvah which the goyim, the yavanim, wanted to abolish from Klal Yisrael, they wanted to abolish the ois bris that separates us from the goyim, was solidified because of the mesiras nefesh of the chashmai noyim, which chashmai noyim comes from a chashman, which is cheshin mem, which is chodesh Shabbos mila. The mitzvahs that the Greeks fought against, the chashmai noyim excelled in their observance. So lois sasur, which is the pasuk that Chanukah is derived, is equal to mila upriyu metzitza, because on Chanukah the mitzvahs mila was strengthened. And therefore Chanukah is a perfect yomtiv that we should be zeichet to the ma'apala of Yishmael, the ma'apala of the Sinei Yisrael of our generation, who are trying to wreak havoc, who are trying to terrorize the entire world, which is Golas Yishmael, the Pera Adam, the Hu Yihye Pera Adam Yodai Ba'Koil V'Yad Koil Boy, who claim that they have Bris Milah, who claim that they pray five times a day, and therefore they are connected to the five levels of the Neshama. On Chanukah, when this is revealed, Chanukah, which is the Gemar HaChasima of Yom Kippur, this, which is the Yom Tif that they copy. So Chanukah, which is the Gemar HaChasima, Chanukah is certainly an opportune time to be Zeichah to the Ma'apala of Yishmael. In fact, we've already been Zeichah on Chanukah to the Ma'apala of Esav. As the Bnei Yisoscha says, we spoke about this already, Chanukah is when Yaakov was buried in the Moros HaMachpelah. He passed away on Sukkot, and he was buried 70 days later, which is on Chanukah, says the Bnei Yisoscha, which means that Esav was killed on Chanukah, because we know that Esav dies the same day that Yaakov is buried in the Moros HaMachpelah. So on Chanukah, there is the Ma'apala of Esav. Esav has a mitzvah that he excelled in, and that is Kibud Av V'Em. And that's why Esav rules, all because of Kibud Av. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the month of Av, because Esav excelled in his Kibud Av, in his honoring of his father. He excelled in Kibud Av to the point that the Gemara says even the greatest Tanoim who were outstanding in their mitzvah, in their Kibud Av, don't come to Esav. And therefore Chanukah is, which is the Yom Tov in which we experience the Ma'apala of Esav, Chanukah, which we enter into the boundary of Esav, as we see in this parasha, Parshas Vayishlach. We're going into the boundary of Esav here. Clearly, we're discussing Esav in detail, which is the Ma'apala of Esav. So Chanukah has to be the Yom Tov of Kibud Av. The Gemara, when the Gemara asks, where do we know Chanukah from? So the next answer, the Gemara gives two answers. One is Lois Sasser, which Rav Avya says. The other man, the Amar Rav Nechemia, says, the Pasuk says, Sha'al avicha v'yagedicha zekeinecha v'yoymrulach. Ask your father, Sha'al avicha. Ask your father, ask your rabbi, Sha'al avicha v'yagedicha zekeinecha v'yoymrulach. They will tell you. You know, you have to listen to what your parents, you have to listen to what your forebears, you have to listen to what your elders tell you. Chanukah is a mitzvah zekeinim. And on Chanukah, we have to solidify, we have to strengthen Kibud Av. But where do we really see it by Chanukah? It's nice, it's a nice remez in the words Sha'al Avicha. And perhaps we can say, Reb Baruch Mezhebizhe, who was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, whose yahrzeit is next week, Chai Kislev, writes in his Sefer Butzina de Nahoira, an amazing thing, and there are those who contest this and say that it's not true, it's not accurate, as we'll see in a moment. And he says that Yochanan, who was the father of Matisyahu, is the famous Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who served righteously. He was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Ulebesoif Nasa Tzeduki. He's the one, the famous Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was Kohen Gadol for 80 years, but at the end he went off and became a Tzeduki. He became a heretic. He doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the father of Matisyahu. So there are those who question this, that historically this doesn't really fit. Kleisenberger Rebbe has a whole tshuva on it. You mentioned the Kleisenberger Rebbe before. In his Sefer Divrei Yatziv, in his Shalos HaTshuvas Divrei Yatziv, he has an entire piece on this very topic, and he comes to the conclusion there are many, many rayas that he is the Yochanan Kohen Gadol who Shimesh Ula B'Soif Nasa Tzeduki. There's even a Tashbetz who was a Rishon who says that. So there's definitely sources that can back this up. So says the Baruch Mezhebizhe, that Matisyahu intentionally, when he was Kaveya, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, had his father in mind. It was an act of Kibud Av. His father became a tzaduki. The tzadukim believed that on Yom Kippur you have to put together the Ketores outside. They argued with the drasha of Chazal. Chazal said that the Kohen Gadol has to prepare the Ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. The tzadukim said, no, it has to be outside, because you don't come into a king and set up his table in front of him. You have to, the tzadukim sound like they're very concerned about the honoring Hashem properly. So you got to prepare the Ketores outside, and then first bring it when it's ready inside. Sounds like they're right. But according to Chazal, which is the Mesoira, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, they were wrong. So the tzadukim erred because of a mitzvah that occurs on Yom Kippur, Bachutz. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we light the menorah on the outside to be mesakein that mitzvah which the tzadukim mistakenly observed on the outside. And with, just I'd like to add to it, he doesn't say it, that since Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima, and it was Yom Kippur, is the Chasima. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. So the mistake that was made on Chanukah, on Yom Kippur, was rectified on Chanukah, which is the Gemar HaChasima, where Matisyahu, the son of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who according to this opinion was the Yochanan who became the Tzaduki after 80 years, establishes the Yom Tov of Chanukah to be Mesakein, the chait of his father who became a Tzaduki. And it seems like he didn't do tshuva. And that's very encouraging for us, because that means that Chanukah rectifies, Chanukah has the power to redeem even the lowest Jew, Tradion, Teiret, Yavan, even those who have fallen into the Tumah of Yavan to the point that they don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh anymore. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. The whole Chanukah is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara says Chanukah is not written. There's hardly anything on Chanukah. Just 2.5 blot in Shabbos. There's no Masechta Chanukah. It's only mentioned in Zohar once. In Mishnayos about 7-8 times. That's it. Chanukah is total Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the tikkun for that which the tzedukim erred in, that which they did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Chanukah was a tikkun for Yochanan. And he goes on to say, Rav Baruch Mezhe Bishra, that this is pshat in the Mishnah that the Gemara brings in Shabbos. He niach chenvani neiroi mi bachutz, chenvani chayiv. Chenvani is the letters Yochanan, backwards. Chenvani is Yochanan. He says, Yochanan put his candle outside, and he was chayiv, meaning that Yochanan Kohen Gadol became a tzaduki, he erred, and he felt that it should be done outside. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, b'ner Chanukah potter, he says, by ner Chanukah released Yochanan from Gehenim. It took him out of Gehenim, and he was extracted, just like Dina was taken out of the house of Shrem, just like Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa is extracted out of the Tumah of Shrem. So too, the Yochanan, the father of Matisyahu, receives a tikkun. So Matisyahu is mesakein in the Nes of Chanukah to bring his father back. What kind of greater kibbut av is there than that? So Chanukah is therefore the counter to Esav, who excels in kibbut av. It's a fake kibbut av, but it's a kibbut av. It's only a chitzoni is the kibbut av. It's external. He's making believe. He's telling his father he's so great, he got married at 40, just like his father did. Doesn't talk about what he did before that. Or that he asks all these questions, he's so frum, he wants to know if you have to give meiser on salt and straw and all that. It's only on the outside. He's not really that way at all. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Pnimius. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the essence is revealed. The Pach Shemen, which is hidden under the ground, that's the part of the neshama, the yechida, the part of the neshama that is hidden, that is only revealed during a time of Mesiras Nefesh, or during a time like Yom Kippur or Chanukah. That's truth, that's real, that's essence, that's panemius, unlike the kibbut av of Esav, which is chitzonius. Therefore, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Chanina, which Yochanan has in it the word Chanina, Chanan, which as we mentioned, the first time it's ever mentioned in Chumash, this word is in Parshas Vayishlach. And with that, perhaps we can answer a Gemara. The Gemara right at the beginning of Shabbos that talks about Chanukah says something very strange, if we could use that word. The Gemara talks there about whether you're allowed to use on Chanukah the same wicks that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. And the Gemara passes that you can, because also l'hishtamish l'oira. And the Gemara also says, Kofsa ein zokekla, that if you light the menorah properly, even if it extinguishes, you don't have to go back and relight it, you've performed the mitzvah. So the Gemara says that Rab Zeira said this over to Abaye in the name of Rab Yirmiah, and Abaye won't accept it. No, he's not willing to accept it. Later, he says it over again to Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And then Abaye accepts it. And the Gemara, and then it says Abaye said he wishes he would have accepted it earlier. And the Gemara says, what difference does it make? As long as you accept it, who cares if it's now or before? He said, because if I would have accepted it earlier, I would have remembered it better, because I would have, something which I learned when I'm younger, I would have been able to retain a lot better than something which I learned later on. Why didn't he accept it from Rabbi Yirmiyah, and why did he accept it from Rabbi Yochanan? And Yirmiyah and Yochanan are opposites. Yirmiyah comes from the word merirus, which means bitterness, which means golus. Yochanan means chanina, which means mercy, which is geula. Chanukah cannot be said by a Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is not the neshama of Chanukah. Yochanan is. So Bederech Remez, the Gemara is hinting to us here that Abaye would not accept it from Rabbi Yirmiyah because Rabbi Yirmiyah has the name Yirmiyah, which Yirmiyah is the Navi of Golus. Churban, Chanukah is the opposite of Churban. Chanukah is Rachvas. Rechoivos. Rachvas is Harchava, which is expansion, which is relief, which is Geula. That's what we said, Parshas told us when it talks about the three wells that Yitzchak dug, there was Esek, Sitna, and Rechoivos. So the Balaturim says Rechoivos corresponds to Yavan, because on Chanukah we were zeichet to his rachvas, we were zeichet to expansion. The Beis Hamikdash was rededicated. The Greeks contaminated the Beis Hamikdash, timu kol hashmanim, and so on. And what had happened? Pinu eseichol lecha, tiharu es mikdashecha, v'hidliku neiris b'chatzres kodshecha. So Chanukah is the yomtiv of rechava, as opposed to churban. Yirmiyah is churban. Abaye says, I can't accept it from Yirmiyah. You're not the neshama of Chanukah. But from Yochanan he accepts it. Because Chanukah is Yochanan. Chanukah begins with a ches nun. Chanukah is the yomtiv in which every yid finds chen, grace and favor in the eyes of Hashem. Even a Yochanan Kayan Gadol who was shimesh b'kahuna gadoyla b'soif nasa tzeduki. Even the worst Jew is affected on Chanukah. And we see this today clearly, that even those who are not affiliated with anything, somehow, that two times a year that they have some connection is Yom Kippur and Chanukah. Even if they light an electric menorah in their window, which according to some Paiskim it's okay, but whatever, not going into halacha here. There is something on Chanukah that every neshama is kindled, even the lowest, because it's the time when the five levels of the neshama, including the yechida, are revealed. And therefore Chanukah is the most opportune time to be zeicha to the mapala of all the Soinei Yisrael. The Moreh Nayim writes, the Chernobyler writes that Chanukah is the yomtiv to be zeicha to see the mapala of the Soinei Yisrael, non-Jewish and lahavdil Jewish, unfortunately. The Misyavnim in those days caused more trouble than the Greeks. And whatever Misyavnim are left today, as we see, even today, unfortunately, some of our worst troubles come from our own. Chanukah is the yomtiv of Ad the Kalya Rigla the Tarmudai. The Tarmudai, those are the Mordim, the rebels. Even the rebels, Kalya doesn't have to mean that the rebels are destroyed, Chas v'Shalom. It is the yomtiv in which even the rebels come to see the light. That the rebels, that the lowest, those who were Tered Yavan, those who went down into the Klipa of Yavan, have an Aliyah. And there's a Chanina for them too. Chanina ben Tradyoin, Rachvas. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Harchava. Therefore, in this parasha, Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth parasha of Chumash, where Yaakov sends greetings to Esav, where Yaakov prepares himself to battle Esav if necessary, where Yaakov prepares himself three ways, and one of the ways, of course, is by tefillah doyrein emulchama, and Yaakov deals with Esav, and at the end, Yaakov says to Esav, Ad asher ovei el adoini seira, that we will come together again, which, as Rashi says, means bimei melech ha-moshiach, when v'olum o'ishiyem b'hartziyon, lishpoit es ha-reisav. After that, v'yova Yaakov sholem, Yaakov returned complete. Complete, Rashi says, means he didn't forget his learning. He came healed, his body was complete, despite that he had fought the Malach, and his hip, the socket was dislocated, the Gidan Nosha. And also, none of the money that was taken away from him did he lose, miraculously, all the money that he thought he lost. He had all the money. Shaloi shochach talmudai, shaloi shochach, shaloi choser klum, mikol oisai doire. He sent Esau 550 animals, and when he came back, miraculously, they were still there, which is the nais of Chanukah. The oil is being used up, but yet it's not used up. And the Greeks want us to forget, and we don't forget. L'hashkicham Torah secha. The Greeks wanted that we should forget the Torah. We don't forget it. As we spoke about last week, Kilois Yishochach Mipizaroi. Because Yaakov didn't forget. And Yaakov prepares us for Chanukah. Yaakov corresponds to Yavon. Avraham has to dealt with Bavel. Yitzchak dealt with Paras Umadai. And Yaakov deals with Yavon. But Yaakov Nosa Sukkos. Yaakov is Sukkos. When Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. And Chanukah is the extension of Sukkos. What starts on Sukkos, we complete on Chanukah. That's why Yaakov dies on Sukkos and he's buried on Chanukah. Because Sukkos and Chanukah are one. Then you even have a custom to use the much, that which we wrap the esrog around, for the wicks of the Chanukah candles. They take that which we wrap the esrog, the pre-eitz hodar, and that we perform the mitzvah of Chanukah, mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, which is what's mevatel, the eighth king that we read about over here, whose name is Hadar, vayimleich tachto of Hadar. And as we read in the parasha, all the alufei esav and all the malchei edoim, which means that they're going to fall. And that when they fall, Vayeshev Yaakov, which is the next parasha, Yaakov is able to settle, Yaakov is able to relax. We go from Vayishlach to Vayeshev. So too we should go from Chanukah to the Oira of Melech HaMashiach, which Chanukah is a taste of. On Chanukah we get a taste of the future world, the world in which there no longer will be a boundary of Esav. Darkness will no longer be a hindrance, will no longer be an obstacle. The left side will no longer be an obstacle. Below 10 Tfachim will no longer be an obstacle. Nightline will no longer be an obstacle. Because the entire world will be permeated with Kedusha, as the Pasuk says, V'nigla kveid Hashem v'ro kol basar yachtav. That means every flesh, every person will see the revelation and the glory of Hashem. That's why V'nigla kveid Hashem v'ro kol basar yachtav is b'gematria shmeinas yemei Chanukah. During the 8 days of Chanukah, we are zeicha to the revelation of the kveid Hashem. Baruch kveid Hashem m'kaimai is Maccabi. Maccabi stands for Baruch kveid Hashem m'kaimai, which means everywhere. The glory of Hashem everywhere. Perhaps if we can say that what happened last week, despite the tremendous tragedy, there was a Baruch kveid Hashem m'kaimai that permeated the entire world. The entire world witnessed the Kiddush Hashem. The entire world and the non-Jewish world as well saw that there are Jews, realizes there are Balei Mesiris Nefesh in the world. There are Jews that invite everyone into their homes. There are Jews that are Oisek in Chanukah every day of the year, that bring even the Tradyons into their homes and give them a meal and invite them and teach them what Yiddishkeit is. So that for them also there should be Chanina, there should be mercy, Chanina ben Tradyon, who's the Neshama of Chanukah. And that's Chus, and hopefully in the fact that the entire world has witnessed this, we will go straight to the true, ultimate V'nigla Kavod Hashem V'ra'al Kol Basa Yachtav and see with our own eyes the Oir of Chanukah in the Bayis HaShlishi, the Meher of Yameinu.